A new bill at the Utah legislature is aimed at helping ex-cons find housing and stay out of jail. It would get rid of city-sponsored incentives landlords sometimes get for refusing to rent to people who have a criminal history. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
About a dozen cities in Utah, including Salt Lake and Ogden, currently participate in what's called a Good Landlord Program. Landlords in the program receive fee discounts and other financial benefits for meeting certain requirements. But one of those requirements is that a landlord cannot rent to someone convicted of a crime in the last 4 years.
When I first learned about this, I was sort of incredulous. I found myself saying, oh no, that can't be right.
Democratic Representative Brian King is sponsoring the bill and says he looked into it and found that under Utah law, cities can incentivize landlords to not rent to an ex-con.
The government shouldn't be able to coerce business owners into denying people housing. It's as simple as that. It just isn't right.
King's bill passed out of the House Business and Labor Committee Wednesday. But some lawmakers on the committee had concerns about it. Among them was Republican Representative Gage Froer, who works in real estate. Froer says he would feel better about renting to an ex-convict who has been vetted by the Corrections Department.
As a landlord, I'm a lot more secure renting to a felon that comes out with a waiver.
Republican Representative Mike Schultz says it's already difficult enough for people coming out of prison to find housing.
We need to look for more ways to help those people that have found themselves coming out of prison to give them the opportunities they need so that we can reduce recidivism.
Representative King's bill, HB 178, passed out of the committee with an 8-5 vote. It will next be heard by the full House. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.